Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. This show is brought to you by AAAFX and Amanda Waterpark and British International School Phuket. We're going to be talking about some of the headlines across Thailand that include Pattaya, a Myanmar beauty queen, as well as looking at a poll we sent out yesterday and talking a little bit about the Vegetarian Festival and Little Thailand. So quite a few topics to talk about. Let's start with Pattaya. Now, Pattaya has announced set prices and legal selling hours for beach services.
So beach services here in this context is when you go to Pattaya, you usually see those like chairs and, you know, the rubber, big swim ring, small swim ring. And, you know, the prices varies depending on each vendors, right? Mm-hmm. So now they have set a price. The Pattaya mayor has announced set prices and legal selling hours for beach services. So before that, all of these services have to end by 6 p.m. Okay. And the vendors are like, oh no, it's high season now. Why 6 p.m.? It's too early. So now they have extended to 9 p.m. And he also ordered the vendors in Pattaya City to strictly obey these new prices that he have set. So for normal beach chairs, they're not allowed to be more than 50 baht per day.
Yay!
Lay down beach chairs, no more than 100 baht per day.
Yay!
And small swim ring, no more than 50 baht per day. And the big swim ring, no more than 100 baht per day. So also additionally, the mayor determined that the official opening times for beach chair vendors, which are 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, mm-hmm. and 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday through Sunday, and on special holidays is 6 to 9 p.m. So normal days, which is not public holiday, Monday to Thursday is 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. So 1 hour extra on holidays. And during upcoming events like Pattaya fireworks, Loy Krathong, or those festivals, it's allowed to open till 10 p.m.
Mm.
So this is some good news. So don't be scammed. Now you know the prices is around 50 to 100 baht per day, not per hour or half day or anything. It's per day. So that's a quick update for you.
I wonder why they cap it so early, though, the finishing time being at 9 p.m. or even 8 p.m. To me, that's very early.
And before that was 6.
Past 8?
Yeah, because let's say you have dinner, right? Mm-hmm. Because some people do have dinner on the beach at 6. Then you kind of want to chill, have some beers until 9, 10 even.
Those restaurants, I think, will still be there. I think those beach restaurants, no problem. It's those suntan chairs we're talking
exactly,
about.
But I love the
You want to tan past 8 p.m.?
It's not tanning. You're just chilling by the beach.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice breeze at night.
Yeah. But what they do is, look, I like that. So so in Phuket, at one point, they had banned all of those chairs.
Oh, really?
And yeah. And I personally think, because you can't always control how much they're going to charge for it. Mm. So, you know, if you're going to the beach, you can get a piece of cloth. And if you want to tan, just lay on your piece of cloth or your towel or whatever it is. Especially if you're on holiday, they have those special beach towels where you can just go and tan. And that's how it should be. You shouldn't be paying for, you shouldn't have to pay 100 baht for a special chair. But then again, it's a service, right? If you don't want it, then don't complain. I get it. But aesthetically, I'm not too good with extreme heat. So I actually really like going after sunset to the beach.
Exactly.
And I like the fact when the chairs are away, the beach is clean and clear, and it's just more sandy breeze all the way through, so there's nothing obstructing my eyes. I'm being a bit too much, I'm not gonna lie, but it's surreal when you see no chairs or nothing on the beach and you just see like infinite amount of sand. It's another view, and it's gorgeous, and it's really nice to walk up and down the beach.
Okay, well then now that kind of makes sense. I mean, if the scenery kind of changes and then you can take strolls at night, I get it now.
Yeah.
They also probably want to prohibit too many beer bottles at night, you know, because once you lose your inhibition, I think more trash would come. Also, maybe that's one of the reasons.
I also feel like it shouldn't be privatized. Like, the government can create these local jobs and should be providing sunbathing chairs by themselves and maybe charge 20 baht or charge nothing. It should be a free public service.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I think. But because, you know, different people operate different areas and can charge whatever price they really want. Starts off at 50. you know.
God knows.
Tourism's coming back, starts off at 50, 6 months' time, all those rules are forgotten, we go back to basics. That's what usually tends to happen. It's difficult to enforce them. Are they going to have police officers on the beach making sure everybody sells a chair
for 1 month, and then they forget about it?
Are tourists going to start haggling these chair owners? No, I heard about it. It was 50 baht. Sarah and Jay and Natty told me on GMT. And yeah, I mean, legally, and we're right, but can't enforce these laws, and they're going to do what they want to do anyways.
True. But it's good, though. At least they lay some grounds to it.
Beach. Yeah, I agree.
Beware of beach chair scams.
Yeah, it is Thailand. A scam.
Yeah.
It's again, a lot of many instances have happened that leave a bad taste in tourists' mouths, in our mouths. But hopefully they abide by this rule. And I think it's good for Pattaya. Mm. Pattaya's on the rise.
It
suffered a lot during the pandy, much more than Phuket, much more than other places, but it's coming back strong. And it's good to see that the mayor is involved in getting Pattaya.
Good.
Pattaya mayor, friend of the tiger. True story. All right. Moving on. Let's talk about Myanmar Beauty Queen. Now, this is an update from a story we spoke about yesterday. She needs some help because she criticized the Myanmar junta, and she was denied entry to Thailand.
Yeah. So
you've got an update.
Yeah. So last week, actually, we were speaking about this.
Was that last week or yesterday?
Last week, I think.
Yeah, it was last week.
Last week, I apologize.
Back to the future. It's okay. But she was detained at Suvarnabhumi Airport. And the reason is they believe that the Myanmar junta government actually revoked her passport. So when she was trying to come back from Vietnam into Thailand, it showed on the status that there's some weird activity going on with her passport. That's why they called the police, and that's why she got arrested. Now, the thing is, she kind of asked for... she seeked asylum with the UN, and she got granted. So good news for her. She's now going to Toronto, Canada, to seek asylum today. So she's leaving on Korean airline. And that is basically the update. So she criticized the Myanmar junta back in 2020 when she was doing her beauty pageant there. Miss Grand International Myanmar 2 years ago. But now... Hopefully she'll be safe in Toronto. Yeah. She might need to bring a lot of winter clothes, but better.
Canada's very refugee friendly.
Oh yeah.
They give asylum to a lot of people who need it. So good on you, Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're gonna end up with a lot of smart, very opinionated people.
I think so too. Yeah.
I always find extremely strange and controversial people finding asylum in Thailand. Thailand does not have a good history of providing asylum to the right people.
No.
They could have done it for the Myanmar beauty queen. However, Canada has thankfully stepped in and helped them. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we'll be addressing a poll we sent out yesterday, as well as giving you updates on the Vegetarian Festival and Little Thailand. What's all that about? Find out after the break. Thinking of investing, but don't know where to start? Ever heard of AAAFX?
What is AAAFX?
Good question. Look no further than AAAFX, your choice for trading and investing. Low commissions and spread with fast execution. They're trustworthy and have been offering services since 2008. You can invest using various deposit methods, including crypto, with negative balance protection and 100% matching deposit bonus. Choose AAAFX and enter the lucrative market of trading. Visit AAAFX.com. Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand, and this show is brought to you by AAAFX. If you're into trading and investing money, look no further than AAAFX. There's a link in the description below. Check out their website and decide for yourself how you would like to trade and invest with a trustworthy website and trustworthy company like AAAFX. All right. Silvio Reale. Or is it Silvio Reale? Or Silvio Real? Thank you for being a Tiger Legend, and I apologize if I've butchered
Thank
your name.
You.
We do appreciate your support, as well as all of our members who support us and all of the viewers who watch us live every day. Are they watching us live on Facebook as well, Carmel? No more. No more.
Oh, no.
Well, welcome, Facebook viewers, to YouTube. Here we go. Let's talk about a poll we sent out yesterday. is it regarding drinking rice whiskey for 6 hours. A 6-hour rice whiskey drinking competition has drawn criticism online for readers questioning the safety of such an event. Mm-hmm. One of the rules includes drinking any brand of rice whiskey 40 proof or higher from 6 p.m. to midnight. It's a lot of alcohol involved. Now, 44% people said, no, I prefer other types of alcohol. 39% said, no, I don't drink. 17% said, yes. Ooh. So in about 60% were up for it, depending on either drinking the rice wine or drinking something else instead of the rice wine. So alcoholics in general. Mm. I took some of the comments from our viewers. Tech Symbol said, pretty short of options there. How about the one that is, I drink in moderation and think this competition would be juvenile?
Oh.
Strong comments there, Tex. Jeff Linton says, so you sit down and drink free whiskey for 6 hours? That's not a competition. It's a way of life, says Jeff.
It's not free though, right?
I think yeah, it's 500 baht.
500 baht for all you can drink rice wine, I guess. Shane Hansen says, it's a free world at the moment, so go for it if that's what you want to do. All right. Mixed feelings. Overall, people were fairly okay with it. Mm-hmm. 60%. Let's now talk about strange things. Vegetarian festival on Yawarat.
Vegetarian festival is not strange things. It's something that happens to Thailand every single year. Yes. On the ninth day for 9 days and nights. It's a Thai Chinese thing. Yes. Anyhow, so it actually started yesterday, so the 26th of September, and it'll end on October 4th of this year. And Yawarat is now filled with lanes of just street food vendors. Mm-hmm. If you've been there recently, you would see like lots of yellow flags and just people yelling fun stuff all the time. But basically, that's basically it. There's about 150 food shops selling vegan food and drinks. Wow. And the two lanes on Yawarat Road have been closed to fill those carts. Oh. And the University of the Thai Chamber of Commerce predicts that the 9-day festival will generate over 43 billion baht. I think this is something that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Which will be 5.2% more than last year. Yes. And also we talked about the foods being hyped due to the rising price of ingredients. One seller informed the media that they used to sell the pickled mustard greens at 160 baht per kilogram, but now they're selling it at 200 baht per kilogram. And I remember that we were talking about, oh, this is more like Valentine's, you know, like how they hike up the price. And then we were debating, well, this is more like of an essential thing.
Yeah.
And now that I had more time to think about it, I think it's more similar to Songkran. So if you say that, well, it's water throwing festival, so I'm going to increase the water price, you're not going to be very happy with that, right?
Yeah,
so same thing with vegetables. You eat vegetables every day and then all of a sudden, whoa, my vegetable price is increasing.
Yes, I like my potatoes.
Sims is.
Okay, firstly, I'd like to clear up the fact that a lot of the things in the vegetarian festival are very lovely and nice, you know, eating vegetarian food and praying to God and, you know, that whatever happens with the religious activities, that's great.
Sure.
But if you see men poking poles and knives through your cheeks and
ouch.
Face,
yeah,
I think it's fair for me to say that that's slightly strange.
It is, yeah.
And I think I'm being...
Okay, you didn't...
Quite
you,
polite.
Not the vegan stuff.
Not the vegan and vegetarian food, but I was talking in specific poking holes through your face with poles and knives.
I don't think we have it in Bangkok, though.
Yeah.
In Bangkok, you don't have
it? We don't have it.
Oh,
only
I see.
Phuket.
Okay, only
Phuket.
Only
your hometown.
Only Phuket. Yeah, it's a strange island. Secondly, with respects to vegetarian festival, I'm just going to move on. Mm. On the same topic, imagine... How much more money would Thailand make if it was a meat festival?
Oh,
saying 43 billion baht for a vegetarian festival. Imagine Wagyu beef, this and that, double, triple, who knows? Just a thought. I'm just saying, the country is looking to make money.
I think we spoke about this. No, did somebody already say that there is such a festival?
A meat festival?
Like
meat
every No, not meat festival, but just like food festival in general. And there's tons of
festival. Yeah. But imagine if they just had meat. Like, you know, like a meat festival where they just bought like the rarest steaks from all over the world. Mm. You got Argentina, you got Australia trying to, Australian Wagyu trying to compete with Japanese Wagyu. I love the Australians.
I was thinking of weird meats like, I don't know, it's crocodile. Like squid, crocodile, stuff like that.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, squid, crocodile, anything's rats. Possible. Yeah, okay.
No.
Okay, that's where we draw the line.
Oh, no?
Natty's not involved in this meat festival. Anyways, with respect to the vegetarian festival, by the way. You know, very I was just saying, it was just a point. It was just a point I was trying to make. Moving on, talking about celebrations, let's talk a little bit about Little Thailand. Now, Little Thailand was celebrated in New York, USA. Khun Don Pramut Winay, who's the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs, joined New York City's Thai community yesterday to celebrate the naming of a road in Queens, New York, as Little Thailand Way.
Oh.
Now, why did they do that? It's because the event celebrated the official naming of this three-block road, which is intersecting with the 77th Street Woodside Avenue in Borough of Queens. I know exactly where that is.
Right.
And
sure.
The Queens neighborhood is nicknamed Little Thailand because it's famous throughout the city for its Thai restaurant and Thai restaurants and businesses.
Mm.
And Mr. Don attended the event while he was visiting New York as the Thai representative for the 77th United Nations General Assembly. Now, this road is going to represent... He made some quotes and he said some things. He said, this road is going to represent Thai-ness to both New Yorkers and foreigners. The Thai community in the U.S. is the biggest Thai diaspora community in the world, he said, noting there are some 15,000 to 17,000 Thais living in Queens.
Hmm.
Who knew? Queens, New York. Have you two been to New York?
New York!
Never been to the U.S.
New York. No?
Nope. Yes.
Anyways, well, if you did travel to New York and you were like missing a little part of home, you could go to Queens and find 17,000 Thais, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the biggest in the world? Just one area.
The biggest Thai diaspora community in the world. I don't even know what diaspora means.
I know. So it's like, well.
It's probably, but I'm sure some, hopefully, in the comment section. And some of our viewers will educate us.
For sure.
I'm not going to pretend like I do. Anyways, so some good news. Hey.
Yeah.
U.S. citizens and New Yorkers celebrating.
Our own little strip.
Yeah. Something's better than nothing. Agreed. Three blocks it is. For now, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about Thai dance in Isan. This is a good one. There's video. There's video evidence.
I love the video.
Do you?
Yeah, I saw it just now.
She's lying.
No,
we'll
seriously.
Be back right after this. Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand. This show is brought to you by British International School Phuket. Did you know that you two, in the future, possibly, depending on your life choices, if you were mums,
mm-hmm.
and mums and parents out there, if you went and dropped your child to British International School Phuket and... you know, later in the afternoon, you went to go pick them up, but you arrive a bit too early and you don't know what to do, you can actually go and enjoy a nice cup of coffee in some of the nice coffee shops they have at BISP.
Nice.
Yeah, I believe they have Bake.
That's the name of the coffee shop?
Bake. Yeah, it's like a famous bakery from Twin Palms. But it's located in BISP. So it's a nice hangout spot for parents to get to know other parents in... Phuket.
Community.
Yeah. You got to know your community and business owners. And, you know, it's a nice way to social network and socialize. So consider sending your child to British International School Phuket, one of the best in Thailand. Moving on. Let's talk about Thai dance in Isan. Who doesn't love a good Thai dance?
This one's actually really good. I was impressed. I thought it was like, you know, another, random video, but it's actually really impressive.
Be honest, have you ever Thai danced in your life?
Yeah, at school I was forced to. Yeah,
it's a very common thing. A lot of Thai girls who go to Thai schools they do the traditional dance. And do you have video evidence?
Does your mom videotapes? Yes,
your mom has video old.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Very sad. Okay.
I'm going to try to hunt down that videotape of Natty.
No, you can doing try.
Thai dance. Have you ever Thai danced before?
Yes.
Well, I have a nice story from a Thai TikToker called Ryan's Diary. He posted a video of him Thai dancing. Now, he's a 36-year-old American man, and his name is Scott Spyway.
Mm.
Sounds like a...
Spyway?
Yeah, sounds like a James Bond or something. He took part in the parade with several women in Isan. Mm. And if you watch this video, the video shows Spyway is very mindful with every dancing step. And he's very good at what he's doing. Many Thai netizens commented on the video, saying they appreciated his dancing steps and demeanor. They said things like, his face looks very hard, but his dancing steps are very impressive. Yeah. Other people said his dance comes there's a lot of inner feeling in his dance moves. His steps are all correct, and some people even calling him outstanding. Now, the festival Spyway attended is an annual religious festival called San Don Tha. Is that correct? San Don Tha. San Don Tha. During the ceremony, Thai Cambodian people, especially in the Isan province of Thailand, will go to the temple to make merit for family members who have already passed away. The ceremony also features a long parade that includes dancers in Thai traditional dress with different offerings. The dancers kind of conga their way along until they reach their intended location, such as a temple, where they stop and pray. Now, Thai media interviewed Spyway and his 30-year-old wife, Khun Shantima, yesterday, and he revealed he is actually a ballet master and loves dancing.
That makes so much sense.
He's so elegant.
Yes, he added his neighbors invited him to join the parade, and he spent about 2 to 3 days practicing with the other women in preparation for the event, just, you know, paying an homage. Mm. So it's a lovely video to see. Lovely to see foreigners get involved in Thai culture and dances. Initial thoughts, any comments?
I'm very impressed. I enjoy watching this, actually.
My initial thought was like, this guy definitely does contemporary dance. That was my first thought, because this is not necessarily a Thai gesture anymore. Yeah. I can see elements of Western dance, just the head placement and everything.
It's the form, right?
Yeah, it's the form. It's a bit extra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Indeed. All right. Let's move on to our last story today. Do you both like sea creatures?
Yes.
Do you like whales?
Yes.
Yes. Natty loves turtles.
You thought I was going to say dolphins.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Tets. I forgot. Her obsession with turtles.
How dare you.
That's concerning. Anyways, whale watching season has begun in Phetchaburi province.
Ooh.
Hooray. In Phetchaburi province in central Thailand, whale watching season is underway, and bride's whales are in the region, and they're usually most visible between October to December. So starting very soon next month, in the next 3 months, you will be able to watch some of the most beautiful bride's whales.
Brides.
Yes. The province, famous for its tourist hub of Cha Am and National Park Rainforest, expects to see these majestic sea creatures between now and the end of the year. At one point, about a decade ago, Thailand was estimated to be down just to 20 of these whales. However, officials believe they have repopulated to about 70 in the Gulf of Thailand. Yeah, according to the Department of Marine and Coastal Resources. So with fewer humans around, especially during COVID-19, this might have helped and allowed the whales to thrive.
Nice. That's great news.
Now, bride whales are the largest mammal in Thailand, averaging 12 to 15 meters long and weighing anywhere from 12 to 25 metric tons. Phetchaburi has a lot of anchovies in their waters off the coast, a favorite treat for the marine giants. And they will venture closer to the shore in the coming months to feast, making the great whale watching. Now, while the whales can be found in the waters of Thailand year-round, the rainy seasons generally bring the best opportunity to see them. And the best locations to spot these sea creatures are Pat Bia Cape in Bang Lam and Ha Chao Samran Beach. there are whale watching expeditions on the boats. So if you actually go to the Ha Chao Samran beach, you can actually take some boat expeditions to go visit and have these whale watching sessions.
Have you ever been to a whale watching session?
I have never been to any whale watching sessions. I've actually never even had the opportunity to, you know, see dolphins or anything on my boat excursions.
Yeah, me too, except in like aquariums.
Yeah, well, yeah, aquariums and zoos don't count. Aquarium's just a zoo for
Yeah, but I've never, yeah.
I look into the mirror and I see whales every day. Okay, that was a sad joke. Okay, keep going.
Oh, no. Is that a whale?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. That's my mirror watching. All right, keep going.
I apologize on behalf of Juan Neti Warisa and the tiger in general. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, you can ask Natty about her weird whale noises in our comments section. So we'll be back right after this. Hello, and welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand, and this show is brought to you by Andamanda Water Park. If you like getting wet on a sunny day, then you can visit Andamanda Water Park and slide away all your worries. Nice. Visit the link in the description to buy your tickets today. Different prices for adults, kids, and also the elderly. Andamanda Water Park, best way to spend your afternoon next time you visit Phuket. All right, it's now time to take some comments and feedback and possibly some questions from our members. So for now, I'd like to introduce and welcome to the chat the voice of God.
Hi. Extra today.
Hello.
Hello.
I thought I needed you to finish the, you know, your...
Voice of God, you can disrupt it in the middle.
Okay, first comment is from Henry Kim. Look at all those tiger merch.
Yes.
Tiger merch.
Tiger merch. You guys are also wearing the tiger merch.
Sorry?
Can our members get these merch? Any way they can win?
Actually, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
These can't be bought anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because just can't.
But they can become members.
They can become members and we're going to give them away.
Yeah.
So whoever has it. Has it.
Get
anyone
it.
Else who will get it will have to win it.
Win it. Earn it.
To get it.
Yeah. Yes.
So.
Oh, well. This is for teasing.
Exclusive stuff.
I see.
Yes. Tech Symbol said it's time they do a show at an outside location.
It is time, yes. Yeah. Would you like to sponsor us, Tex?
You
can send us an email, and we can come and do it at your property for your business.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out, Tex. Come on, let's make it happen. Also, by the way, members I think might already know, but we sent a video out yesterday. We've got a new table. I know this might look the same, but it's different.
Yes.
Now, our original table was small. 70 centimeters wide. This is 100 centimeters wide. A lot more spacious.
Yeah.
Yay?
Yes.
Yay.
I like
it. Spacious number. 100.
Is it?
100.
No, not really, but I just had to say something.
I thought it was, like, okay, anyways. Why am I stupid like this? All right, let's take some more questions.
Yes, for the prices and selling hours for beach services, you were mentioning a few prices on the chairs, right?
Yes.
So Mike B asked, is that Thai or Farang price for the beach chairs?
Same price same for everybody.
Same price. Same
price. So the next comment is about the Myanmar beauty queen being granted asylum. PG Santa said that Thailand was in an awkward position for that one, giving her asylum. So I don't hold anything against it.
PG Santa is so understanding. Like, I feel like he understands all sides and he's very diplomatic. Anyways, keep going. Good on you.
For the rice whiskey competition, Kevin Eagle said that sounds like torture.
Yeah, it does actually. Yeah. 6 hours. My goodness.
I mean, if it was a
can't puke.
If it was a different choice of alcohol, would you guys actually do it?
With other choice of alcohol?
Cocktails, yes.
Yes.
I think I would play a strategic game. Because it's first one to throw up loses as well. Yeah. So there's so many ways to lose that if you just slow it down and last a long time, you're more likely to win statistically.
I feel like there's a flaw in this competition because they don't even say like you have to finish this certain amount within 6 hours. They just said the first one.
More ways to lose than there are to win.
Good breakdown analysis.
Thank you.
Grazie.
De nada.
Grazie. De nada.
Okay.
Yeah. For the little Thailand in New York story, Tech Symbol shared that they have a Thai district in Sydney as well in the city. Yeah, that's nice.
What's it called?
Have you been to Sydney?
I've been to Sydney, but never been to the Thai area.
Maybe that should be your next goal.
Yes. Yeah, maybe.
Sarah's pro Australia.
Not Sydney, but sure. Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, Melbourne. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, Melbourne. She's not Sydney.
Hi, Nick.
Sorry, Beth. Oh, yeah, Nick.
Oh, no. Nick. He's great, though.
He's great.
I know, he is.
Who? But he's in Sydney. Yeah. Therefore,
he's not great.
Just not good enough.
Oh, no. Don't put words in my mouth.
We love all Australians and all cities. Yes.
Same.
We're not biased like Sarah.
Oh, it's called Thai Town.
Oh, Thai Town. Cool. There's Thai towns everywhere.
That's like nice. Like Chinatown, but Thai.
It's just Thai town in LA.
Well, I mean, we have Koreatown here too. Yeah, it's just Koreatown.
Yeah,
Chinatown.
Okay, so for the Thai dance in Isan, now this is, I don't know if you'll take back what you just said about PG Santa, but he said, in the U.S. he would get berated for appropriation.
Well, in the U.S. you get berated for everything.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I guess. There's no winning there, isn't it?
But that's a fact, though. Yeah, so.
I was afraid, before I started reading the article, I was actually afraid that might happen. But the fact it happened in Thailand, I knew it was going to be a positive story. Mm-hmm. You know, a foreigner man dancing and paying respect and just having a great time with his friends or his neighborhood people, wife. You know, most Thai people would look at that and be like, oh, wow, he's embracing our culture and he's doing something good. Whereas other people would be like, wait, you're a white man. You're not Thai. Why are you making fun of them? And we just live in that society where people just get, no matter what they do, there's always a right or wrong. And it can't just be
what it
nothing.
Is.
Yeah, it can't just be what it is, which is just a man dancing and bringing some smiles on people's faces. That's it. That's all it is.
I mean, he wasn't doing a funny dance or anything. No, he wasn't. Doing it like respectfully and like trying hard. Sure. So, yeah.
Mike B. Oh, Mike B. No, sorry. Mike, I'm so used to reading Chiang Mike. So Mike said, we Americans like to complain about things like small tables.
Oh.
That's right, Mike. Is it Mike Bangkok now, right? Has he changed his name to Mike Bangkok?
To Mike Bangkok, yeah. I got used to reading Chiang Mike.
He did.
He did.
Oh, he changed.
Well, you got what you wanted. I hope you're happy.
John Peake said that the man who danced the Thai traditional dance did great. I give him 10 out of 10.
Yes.
Okay. That is all I got from the comment section.
There's this one video on Instagram. And there's this guy, basically, he's a college student or university student, and he does these outrageous things. So he'll go to, like, his university, and he'll dress up as a Mexican man. When I say Mexican man, he's got, like, the Mexican hat, a fake mustache, he's got a banjo in his hand, he's got, like, you know, it's just a crazy, stereotypical, you know, Mexican outfit that would generally offend people for some reason. So he goes around to the university students and he asks them, what do you think about my outfit? And almost 100% of those people say, oh, that's offensive. You're not Mexican. You're stereotyping. You're doing this. You're doing that. And then what he does is he goes to the Mexican part of his city and he meets Mexican people on the street from Mexican restaurants, Mexican uncles, Mexican aunts. And he asks them, do you find my outfit offensive? And they're like, no, why would I? He's like, do you like my hat? He's like, yeah, it's a lovely hat. He asks the grandma, what do you think about, like, you know, about the poncho that I'm wearing? Does it offend you? And she goes, no, you're wearing our clothes, you're promoting our culture, that's cool. And then he asked the guy, like, do you not like my fake mustache? And the guy was like, no, I feel bad for you that you can't grow that yourself.
Oh, that's a good one.
But that's okay. If you want to wear it, then wear it. A lot of the time, you know, people have their own opinions about what's right and wrong. Mm. Whereas the real people that it actually affects or that's talking about don't even care. Mm. So note to self, just don't take life that seriously. And it's not about you. Any other last questions?
Other than the fact that some people are saying that they've seen the videos that you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Imagine that. Imagine that. I wish like a lot. It's not just Americans. I think that's another thing we like to stereotype. It's like, oh, Americans are very vocal and stuff. It can be you could be from UK. You could be from Thailand. You could be from Australia. Karens are Karens. Complainers are complainers. I feel like if everyone just woke up in the morning and looked in the mirror and said, one, you know, self-love. I'm going to have a great day today. I'm awesome. You know, love yourself. And two, it's not all about me. I'm going to go and have many different experiences today, and it's going to be a great day. I'm going to stay down to earth and realize to myself that it's not about me. I think everyone would have a better day.
Also, is it 22. Kind of condescending in a way to try to be offended for somebody else as if they can't stand up for themselves, you know?
Possibly, you
know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Just a thought bubble per poop.
Is that a whale looking into the mirror? Another, and the third one, look into the mirror and see the whale.
Yeah, third one, just cry like a whale like Natty for some reason. Hashtag Natty the Whale.
Oh, that sounds worse when you say it. Natty the Whale, it's like calling you like OJ the Cow.
Oh no. Oh God, it went a different direction.
That was just mean and
offensive. No, it's not mean and offensive. Okay, anyways. Okay. Natty the Whale.
Help, voice of God, help, please.
That was a joke. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed today's episode. It's now gone off the rails. And it was good until it wasn't great. 60% of the time, it works all the time. Huh? No? Anybody get that reference? No.
Yeah, from Titanic.
Yeah.
Okay, no. Okay.
Definitely not from Titanic. Okay.
Okay.
You see what I'm dealing with? Anyways, thank you, Nettie. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you to Carmel. Thank you to Hot and Vishai behind the buttons. And thank you to the viewers watching us live on YouTube, watching us live every day, the members who support us, the donators who donate. We appreciate and love all of you. Please comment after the live video. Any feedback or comments you might have. We're going to be doing a Tiger Bites this week, so you can stay tuned. We've got some juicy comments from the last couple of weeks. A lot of people we'd like to have some fun with. I know a lot of people don't like confrontation and don't like us giving attention to some of the trolls out there, but we just enjoy it so much.
Why not, right?
Yes, we just enjoy it so much.
Oh, yep.
So stay tuned for that.
Yes.
On that note, we hope you have a great Tuesday. And today's word is...
No, I don't think people can write that.
No. That is not the word today. Today's...
Go on.
Is...
R-A-A-O-R-R-R.
What is that whale species called? Orca?
Oh, orcas are so cute.
Yeah. Today's keyword is orca.
With a sound?
Say no more.
They're vicious. They're not... Cute. They're actually very vicious.
They're vicious.
They're very vicious. Yes.
Oh, I like vicious whale.
Well, you shouldn't have created them, God. Anyways, orca. Stay tuned for Good Morning Thailand tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.